You have found Authentic Business Adventures, the business program that brings you the struggle stories and triumphant successes of business owners across the land. We're locally underwritten by the Bank of Sun Prairie. My name is James Kateman, entrepreneur, author, speaker, and hopeful coach to small business owners across the country. Today, we're welcoming slash preparing to learn from Dr. Marty Greer, the owner of Checkout Veterinary. And I gotta say, even though it's echoey, this is pretty cool.
Thanks.
It's essentially a drive-through or drive-in veterinary clinic?
Either way, it works.
So how about you tell us about this?
Sure. So we developed this concept about 6 or 7 years ago. I was at a veterinary meeting and listening to the accountant that was presenting to us talk about veterinary clinics and economics of them and overbuilding too many facilities and decided that at that point that a wellness center would make a lot of sense, just basic wellness care, but to the convenience of the client and the pet. So we really haven't changed how we deliver veterinary services since James Herriot started practicing in the 1930s.
Wow, okay.
So, you know, at that point people had horses and cows and then they had dogs and cats and the dogs and cats would be brought to the surgery, to the veterinary clinic, and would have the procedures and care provided there. And it made sense to me to start looking at it from the client's perspective instead of the veterinarian's perspective and to say, what is it that would appeal to a client and appeal to the pets to make veterinary care more comfortable, easier, more convenient, more accessible than what we have now.
Nice. So you have 4 bays here.
We do.
Which is amazing. And is the idea, well, I guess, how about you tell me the idea of how the flow works?
Sure. So we have the opportunity to expand to 4 more bays when we get busy enough.
Wow.
So we positioned the building on the property so that we can build another 4 bays out that direction.
Oh, nice.
Because I anticipate that we're going to need more space. So the flow works that you can call for an appointment, you can email for an appointment, you can text us for an appointment, or you can come in without an appointment. And when you arrive, we have people pull up to the doors. We have one side that people pull into and then they pull into the garage and then they will pull all the way through at the end of their appointment. So there's no backing up.
Okay.
We don't want anybody backing into important parts of the building.
In and out.
Exactly. So it's one way through, like an oil change, like a car wash. The American public has kind of fallen in love with doing business in their vehicle.
Oh, sure.
They go to Walgreens for their prescription. They go to Walmart and Target and sit in the parking lot and people come out with their packages. They go to McDonald's. They go to the bank. They go wherever. And we don't even get out of our cars for a lot of things anymore.
Right.
So instead of expecting people to make an appointment, come to the veterinary clinic, walk into the building, have to stand in the lobby, be accepted into exam room, down the hall, past the Rottweiler that's lunging at your cat, you know, and worry about the concerns with anxiety and stress and all those things. People just pull directly into the garage bay. They're private bays, so there's only one client, one set of pets in the exam room at a time. So the garage bay is essentially the exam room.
I was just going to ask you that. Okay, so you don't necessarily transport the pet to another room. You do it all here.
If it's a cat or a small dog, we have an exam room because I'm concerned about them being difficult to manage in a large space.
Okay.
So we have an adjacent exam room that has glass windows so that you can see directly into the exam room.
Yeah.
So if you wish to stay in your vehicle and you have a cat or a small dog and we want to go into the exam room, you can stay in your vehicle and see what's going on or stay with your vehicle and see what's going on in the exam room.
Wow.
Or if it's a large dog, then we have an exam table in each garage bay, so they can come out. Or for some pets, they're most comfortable staying in the in their own vehicle. So if it's a minivan, an SUV, one of those kinds of vehicles, and the pet is anxious, nervous, doesn't really like the whole idea of getting out of the car, they can stay right in the vehicle. And we have pets that do that. We have even Labradors that are like, you know what? I'm just going to stay right here on the seat.
Wow.
You do whatever you need to do with me, but I'm not leaving the security of being in my minivan.
All right.
So it works really well.
Oh, that is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. We have a sensor on the asphalt so that when you pull up, the garage door goes up.
Automatically.
So, automatically.
Oh,
just like when you go to the Subaru dealership. You pull in, the door goes up, and then we put the doors down, and then we secure them so that the door doesn't go up if somebody from next door drives across it.
Gotcha.
And then you can just stay right in the exam room. So in the summertime, we just use the regular weather. In the wintertime, we have overhead heat,
I see that.
The radiant heat, like you would at a car wash or at a at a oil change facility. So it's comfortable in the vehicle. It's comfortable in the garage bay,
mm-hmm.
so we can turn the vehicle off. If you have kids with you, the kids can stay in their car seats, or they can get out and run around the garage bay.
Nice.
Because we don't have to worry about them touching all the stuff. You know, mm-hmm. parents are like, don't do that. Sit down. Be quiet. Don't touch that. Come back over here. Mm-hmm. And so the kids are pretty much okay with, like, there's really not much they can do
wow.
in the garage bay. So they're in here with whatever number of pets they bring. And we do have people that bring one pet, but we have people that bring 12 pets.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They love it. So they bring the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
They load everybody up. They come in. They unload here. We take care of all their care. We weigh them in here. We do their blood work. We do their vaccinations, their exams.
Wow.
Everything gets done right in the garage bay where they're comfortable.
That is cool.
It's really cool.
And this is big. I mean, you probably know the distance here, but there's no vehicle that's over this.
It's two minivans long.
Two minivans long.
Right. Because I actually
metric minivans.
Yeah, I actually have two clients in here with their vehicles, and you could fit them both
wow.
in the garage bay. So it's large enough for the dog trucks. The doors are high enough for sprinters.
All right.
Because a lot of my dog people have a sprinter
sure.
with
mm-hmm.
a high roof.
Mm-hmm.
I have guys with dog trucks that have a trailer on the back. So we can pretty much fit just about anybody
wow.
into here.
That is cool. So tell me, when you thought of this, mm-hmm. well, I believe this is the first one. Is that the idea?
It is.
So have you told other vets about this?
Actually, I have.
Okay.
So we built the facility in the Myra that we have
mm-hmm.
in 2008. And
okay.
at that point, we built a large clinic, and then we had a garage, one garage bay, and then another building that was adjacent to it. So it was a walk-through garage
mm-hmm.
that was for our staff, for their lunchroom and the doctor's offices, and a sleeping room for students, that kind of stuff. So when we built that, originally I just designed it with one garage bay.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as they had dug the hole and I started looking at it, I called my architect and I said, he's in Colorado. I said, I really want this to be more garage space.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay, how many? I said, three. He said, okay, but don't change my roof line. I'm like, oh yeah, don't mess with the roof line. I'm an architect because that's going to change the whole design.
Sure,
of the building.
Okay.
I said, no, we can just make it. So we have three garage bays there. And we've used that since 2008. So for the last 13 years, we've done that.
Wow.
And we found increasingly the clients really loved it.
Mm-hmm.
It was convenient if they had a litter of puppies, if they had a sick dog, if they had a surgery that, you know, it was raining or cold or snowing,
mm-hmm.
they wouldn't have to take their pet outside. You know, when they'd get home, they'd be in their own garage. So why
mm-hmm.
would I make them walk outside
mm-hmm.
to go to their car? This is Wisconsin. It's cold, it's snowy, it's icy, it's rainy,
we
it's
have
windy.
Five nice days
yes.
a year.
Exactly. So those other 5 days, we don't really need it.
Mm-hmm.
If they're injured, they wouldn't have to get them out
oh,
and
sure.
out. And even some of the euthanasias, as sad as they are, we'll sometimes do those right in the vehicle because the pet is
wow.
more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, their mobility is pretty severely compromised.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a lot easier on them than it is to pick them up and move them around and do all those things. So we found the convenience of the garage to be really great. And like I said, I was sitting at this veterinary meeting and I was listening to that one of the top accountants for veterinary clinics in the country talk about the impact of overbuilding and the kind of facilities that we don't really need that much duplication of certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So to just scale it back, I wanted to just do wellness. So I decided sitting in that meeting that that's what I wanted to do. And my husband picked me up from the meeting and I said, we have to stop at Starbucks. And he's like, we don't drink coffee. I said, I know, but we have to stop at Starbucks. He's like, what? I said, I need for you and I to have a conversation about exactly what I want to do.
All right.
So I sat him down and he's like, he's not a fast decision maker. He's a veterinarian too, but he's very much fact-finding oriented and he's not a fast decision maker. And he's like, yeah, we can do that.
All right.
So that's when I made the decision. This past week, I was at a meeting with some of the very top, high-producing, forward-thinking, progressive veterinarians in the country,
mm-hmm.
and I shared this concept with them, and they were all just fascinated by it. They used the word genius. They said the clients are going to love it, and indeed, our clients really do love it.
Wow.
So it's met really well
mm-hmm.
with not just clients, but with other veterinarians that think that this is just a really great concept.
Mm-hmm.
And if you add to that the whole fear-free movement that we've seen coming up that Marty Becker has developed and taken Sophia Yin's information from, we've seen a real groundswell of veterinarians that are working very hard to reduce stress and anxiety levels for pets coming to the veterinary clinic. And I can't
mm-hmm.
think of a better way to do that other than not having a traditional veterinary clinic, having this style of veterinary
mm-hmm.
clinic for the outpatient needs. Now, Obviously, we're not set up to do x-rays and surgeries, and it was never intended to be that way.
Right.
So anything that requires more extensive diagnostics or treatment or surgery or hospitalization would be done at a more traditional veterinary hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But for routine care that pets need maybe a couple of times a year.
Right, it's probably the majority of it.
It's much easier on them to not have to, you know, get in and out of the vehicle and down the hall and into the lobby and then into those little exam rooms where they might. I have some dogs that are very claustrophobic in exam rooms, and they actually, we have a couple of exam rooms that have a glass sliding door that's a whole glass wall, and they're much more comfortable in those rooms. So very quickly we start to figure out who does better in certain settings.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is really interesting.
Huh.
So the veterinarians have really thought that this is a great plan, and and it's working because the clients really love it.
So are there others that have popped up? Or the country,
yet.
Anywhere?
Not yet, because I got a patent on this. We were really lucky that March of 2020, we got a patent just before COVID, because I'm pretty sure if COVID had happened first, they would have been a lot less likely to say that this was a non-obvious solution to a problem, which is what's required for a patent.
Okay.
So we were able to get a patent on this, and I am now looking at sharing this with other veterinarians. Whether it's through a franchise or through other methods, but it is patented.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's pretty cool.
You're in Wisconsin.
Exactly. So the first one is here in Sun Prairie.
That's cool.
So our parent company name is Innovative Veterinary Practices.
Okay.
So when I went to the city planning commission and said, this is what I'd like to do, and they talked about us and they said, innovative veterinary practices. This is really innovative. And Sun Prairie really likes to think of themselves as being progressive and innovative. And they were super excited.
Okay.
The city council, the zoning planning commission was super excited to have this as their first location.
Nice.
And I like the idea of it being here because Madison is a progressive community. It is forward thinking. And you know, we have a vet school, we have a vet tech school, we have a lot of real advantages in having a business in this location. So we were very happy to find this really nice piece of property.
Yeah.
And a great builder and a great banker that were willing to support us.
Nice. And you're right off the highway.
Right off the highway.
So like very convenient for
Woodson,
people to come.
Yeah. Woodman's is my front yard.
Yeah. So. You can do your grocery shopping or whatever.
Exactly. I mean, you can drop your pet off, do your grocery shopping, come back. Everything's taken care of. It's all very convenient.
Very nice.
Yeah. So we're in a super location. You know, Costco, Cabela's, you know, we're right here where there's lots of activity and it's just nice visibility is really quite good here.
Yeah, this place is exploding.
Yes.
What have been some of the challenges with putting this together that you didn't necessarily foresee?
Probably the biggest challenge was getting my builder on board.
Oh.
The banker that I use is Theresa State Bank in Theresa.
Okay.
And the gentleman who owns the bank was one of my husband's dairy clients when my husband did large animal practice.
Okay.
And when I conceived of this and wanted to buy the property, I went to him and my husband said, you go by yourself. This is your idea. So I went in and of course Tom knew me. So I sat down and explained to him what I wanted to do. And he's very solemn as a banker, very solemn. And he's looking at his desk and he's kind of fiddling with his pen. And he looks up and he says to me, I don't want you to build one of these. I want you to build three.
Oh.
I'm like, okay, so we're off. So Randy Martin is a personal and family friend of his, and he insisted that I use Randy Martin because he trusted Randy. And you know, you've got to be careful with who you use for contractors. So I contacted Randy, and it took me close to 2 years to get Randy kind of on board with this because he was busy, he was building homes, he was doing a lot of other things. And he finally hired a gentleman named Brad.
Okay.
And Brad had done commercial buildings, including hospitals. And when he got there, he was going through the files and he pulled out this piece of paper because I'd actually gone to Randy's house because I wasn't getting a phone call back from Randy. And I left a handwritten note on Randy's door.
Oh.
And it said, this is what I want to do, please give me a call. And he pulled this handwritten note out. And it's still in my file at Martin Construction. And he said, what is this? And he said, I don't know, some lady wants to build this thing. And he's like, well, then that's what we need to do. And I kept telling Randy, I said, it's just a garage, Randy. It's easy. It's not complicated. It's not a hospital. You don't have to pipe in oxygen. You don't have to worry about x-ray and radiation and exposure and all those things. I said, a garage.
Just a building.
You can do a garage. So Brad finally kind of got a handle on it and said, that's it, we're going to do this. So unfortunately for us, this wasn't built until after COVID.
Mm.
We would have loved to have had it up before, but because of all the delays in getting things to happen, it didn't really happen that way.
Sure.
But once it did start, man, things really rolled, and I just have been so happy with mm-hmm. the progress of this and how fun it's been to get open. So a lot of people think this is because of COVID, and it really isn't. It really isn't. We hired Darlene 6 years ago. We bought the property 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. I had financing. So all those things have happened pretty far ahead of COVID, but it took that long to just get things up to speed and running and at this level.
It's funny you say that, because I have worked with a lot of clients that just trying to build something, get a sign put up, dealing with whatever jurisdiction that they're in, there seems to be people that feel like their job is to slow progress.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever. I mean, it's not necessarily speaking about this city, it could be right. any city.
Right.
I don't know if I've found many where there's not someone in the way just for
sure.
the sake of being in the way.
Oh, and I understand that, because this is the third veterinary hospital that we've built, so we're not new to doing this.
Oh, so you know. Okay.
Yes, we built one in 87, we built one in 2008, and now, of course, we built this one. And you're right, there tends to be people that are naysayers that say, we don't want to do that in our community for mm-hmm. whatever reason. But Sun Prairie was great. They were absolutely welcoming and interested, and they found this to be a really attractive project for them. So I'm really very blessed, because a lot of veterinary clinics do have that struggle. You know, we don't have any overnight hospitalization or boarding or any of those things, which tend to be some of the hurdles that people need to cross. We're all outpatient mm-hmm. care, so they didn't have to be concerned about that. But, you know, that not in my backyard mm-hmm. sort of thing is what
sure.
a lot of people think. But it's commercial property, and we're in a really great location.
Yeah.
So we've gotten really lucky.
So I'm trying to picture this area 4 years ago.
Yeah.
It was probably half of all this stuff.
Yeah.
Was Cabela's here?
No.
Cabela's, and all the stuff around Cabela's. The movie theater was here, Target
The movie
was
theater
here.
Was here, right.
And
right.
I imagine
Target, I think,
some
was
of the strip
first.
Malls.
Yeah, because when we first started driving through here, mm-hmm. my sister-in-law used to live in Cottage Grove, and so we'd come down. One Thanksgiving we came down, and we're driving on the way home from Thanksgiving. I said, we need to get off at this exit and drive around. So we started checking this out when Target was the only thing out here.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza Ranch, all those other things, the dental clinics, you know, all the other stuff that's built up around here mm-hmm. wasn't here. So yeah, we've been working on this project for a long time, but being the first one of this type that we've done, it took us a while to get up to speed. But when we designed it and built it and developed it, everything has been documented and laid out so that when we do the next and the next and the next,
mm-hmm.
whether it's us or someone else that wants to do a franchise of this,
mm-hmm.
it's all set up and ready to go. So you can make some regional differences. We wanted it to look fairly agricultural, like a barn.
I noticed that, because we have four bays. She was showing me around. We have pig, cow, goat. I'm missing one.
And sheep.
Sheep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we wanted it to be agricultural. We wanted it to be a barn. We wanted the corrugated galvanized steel.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted it to look that agricultural look.
Yeah.
But if you were going to build this in Colorado or in Florida, you would put a different kind of
different story
twist on it mm-hmm. so that it looked more regionally appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
But in Wisconsin, you know, that's what
Farmers
we do.
Farmers all the way.
That's right. That's right.
Interesting. So tell me, how did you figure out the layout of the building, the parking lot? Because it sounds like a lot of this,
it's all new.
It's new, right? And you put up a building, it's not like, hey, can we move that 10 feet that way?
Exactly. Once you're committed, you're committed.
Yeah, it's in there. Hole's dug.
Right. So the architect that built our building in 2008 did the first sketch for me. I called him one day and I said, so, Mark, I have this harebrained idea that I want to build. And he's like, that's pretty interesting. So he did the first sketch for me, and it was just two garage bays, very, very much just a very casual sketch.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the architects that worked in the firm, it was Animal Arts, took that project and then developed it further into what was almost what we have.
All right.
But then he moved to Australia.
Oh.
So
crazy guy.
I know, wouldn't you? I mean, if somebody gave you a job in Australia, like, how would
I'd
you?
I'd probably take it.
Yeah.
Can't say blame
too. So he left the project, but the architect that built our first building worked for the firm that we built the first one in 87, actually is here in Sun Prairie.
Oh, wow.
And is still an architect. The older gentleman that he worked for has passed away, but mm-hmm. he's still doing veterinary clinics. And veterinary clinics, humane societies, and shelters and kennels all have very specific design needs for noise control, mm-hmm. for ventilation, for cleaning, for a lot of aspects. So it's really most helpful to use a veterinary design firm that mm-hmm. understands the aspects of what you want the veterinary clinic to be so that it stays clean and odor-free and mm-hmm. minimizes noise, all those things. So this was an architect that clearly had a lot of experience. So I contacted him and he's like, sure, sure. So because he's in Sun Prairie and my builder's in Sun Prairie, we just sat down and started tweaking some of the things,
right.
figuring out how big does the garage bay need to be width-wise so that if a big pickup truck pulls in and both doors are open, mm-hmm. how wide does it need to be and how long does it need to be and how high should the door be and what do we need for commercial doors versus what you'd have in a residence for a garage mm-hmm. door and what do we need for the walls so that they're easy to hose down and keep clean and how does the floor stay clean and where does the snow and the ice drain to when
yeah.
you pull in January and mm-hmm. you've got that. You know, that big under.
I used to be a mechanic. I know all about that. That would end up on my back.
Yeah, you've got 8 inches of stuff hanging out from underneath the car.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we need to do that so we can keep it clean and make it manageable and make it warm and comfortable for the staff and the clients and the dogs?
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of discussion. You know, what kind of finishes do we need on the doors and what kind of doors do we want? We have the half doors, the Dutch doors.
Yeah, those are beautiful.
Love those.
Yeah.
We have them in the practice that we're in now, and it's fabulous because you can close the door and the dog and the cat and the owner and the kids stay in the room,
mm-hmm.
but you can still have communication and you can see because there's a window in the door. And so
mm-hmm.
there was a lot of, you know, do we want a complete wall or a partial wall? And how do we want this to look? And where should the windows go? And
mm-hmm.
There's just a lot of that
yeah.
back and forth in detail.
Mm-hmm.
So it took us a while to tweak things and modify them. And so mm-hmm. I have a couple of doctors that work for us. I had, of course, Darlene, my manager, my other practice, my husband. So a lot of us sat down and just, kind of threw around ideas and
mm-hmm.
continued to tweak it until we got exactly what we wanted.
Nice.
So that once we built, we were really comfortable in saying we've got what we want. So we can expand to two more exam rooms.
Mm-hmm.
If we need to, we've got the expansion for four more garage bays.
Wow.
So we've tried to think through the whole process of what happens with this building, what happens with the next phase of it, and what happens when someone else wants to duplicate this
mm-hmm.
and provide this kind of care for their clients. And
yeah.
it could be an addition onto an existing veterinary clinic. It could be a freestanding veterinary clinic. It could be something that a new veterinary graduate that doesn't have a lot of resources, but they want to start their own practice could do as
mm-hmm.
a starter. So we've got a modular system figured out so that it would be easy for someone to go forward with this.
This is cool. I really like the glass, the volume
yeah.
of just stuff that you can see other rooms, the glass bay doors.
Yeah.
I think that really helps.
Yeah.
It certainly makes the place feel open, even though it's already a big space.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very comfortable, but you feel safe in it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you know when the doors are down, you're safe. You know that nobody else is going to be in there with you. You
mm-hmm.
know that you have your own private space.
Right.
And of course, now with COVID, that's everybody's big concern is, you know, is it clean? Is it safe? Is,
mm-hmm.
is it okay for me to be in there? How far away am I going to be from somebody? Am I going to be, picking
right
something, touching something? You know,
mm-hmm.
all the things that people are dealing with now that 2 years ago we never thought of.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting. I'm just trying to picture the veterinarian that we go to. That exam room is
8 by 10.
I don't know if it's that big. I'm trying to think. If I laid down,
maybe
I think
eight.
I could probably... Yeah, and with the big table in the middle
yeah.
and the countertop,
yeah.
it's
yeah.
pretty small.
Yeah.
Not that I feel unsafe in there, but it's, I could definitely see a claustrophobic thing.
Right. And
because you have that one strip of window on the door. Right. But outside of that,
right.
you're in prison.
And we do have dogs that are claustrophobic and clients. I mean, we have clients that just can't bring themselves to sit in the room for 15 minutes.
All right.
But that hasn't happened. And here we've got the exam table that's freestanding, and so we can move it where we need it, or the
mm-hmm.
dog can get on and off of it. So it's just a lot more friendly
right.
to kind of everybody's spatial needs right now. I mean, mm-hmm. nobody wants to be crowded. You know, you go to
right.
any kind of an event or any kind of a store and you feel a little, like...
You know, it's funny because I've never really liked crowds. So, like, I consider myself mostly an extrovert, but sometimes you go to a concert or something.
Oh, no, it's a little tight.
I want space.
Yeah, or a game, or yeah.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even go to games.
Yeah.
Because that's just, I don't want to sit sideways for 3 hours. I don't know who they built those chairs for, but it's not human.
No, they managed to fit as many into as small a space as possible.
Yeah.
Sort of like an airplane. There's not a lot of extra room,
right.
So you better make yourself fit. So that's what's nice about this, is it just gives us that open, free feeling, and the dogs love it. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll come out, they'll wander around, they'll lay down on the floor. Even the cats will just come out and lay down, which is not typical for what you see at most veterinary clinics.
Yeah.
Most of the time they're kind of guarded, and they're sitting, and they're kind of waiting for something to happen. But here they feel a lot more at ease. They just have the space and like you said, the glass and the visual just makes it feel a lot less scary.
Yeah, it's interesting, because I think, how much thought had to go into this place before it was built? You guys really had a lot of forethought.
Well, but we also had the opportunity to have the garage space that we built in 2008.
That's the other one. Okay.
So that gave us sort of a prototype. It wasn't the exact intention at the time we developed it, but it has evolved, and it has given us a lot of insight into what was going to work well for us.
Okay.
So before we started even the design process, we knew what we liked and what we didn't like. So that was a great opportunity. But if you hadn't, I mean, most veterinary clinics don't have a garage. Even the large animal practices, they may have a haul-in facility for the cows or the horses, but they don't have a garage space. So it really was designed similar to what we did there, and that's with a complete drive-through, not a drive-in and back out, like your home garage, because we've seen too many people back and too many things. Even with cameras in the back, you know, I've seen them hit trees and posts and all kinds of things. So I didn't want there to be any chance that somebody would accidentally back into something. So it's purely in one side, out the other.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as traffic flows all the same direction, it works great.
Mm-hmm.
So we have got enough parking, we've got enough space. You know, of course, the city wanted to know what our impact would be on traffic flow, and so all those things were taken into account when we were designing the space and the building and the parking lot and all those aspects. So.
At some point, it's mostly speculation, I imagine, right?
It is.
You don't know.
It is. Because you don't know until you're there.
It's best guess.
Exactly.
The animals that you service here, is it cats up to horses, or?
Just cats and dogs.
Just cats and dogs.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, we'll sometimes do some other little furry creatures.
Okay.
But dogs and cats primarily.
Okay.
So, we don't do any horses, we don't do any cows, goats, sheep, chickens, none of those. Those are outside the
name of the bay.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right.
So other than that, we don't really identify with any of those.
Gotcha.
But there are people that do call.
All right, I bet. I bet there are a lot of animals around, so I totally understand.
Yes.
So your husband, he eventually came on board, or is he like,
let's do this right away? No, it took him a while to come on board. But like I said, he's kind of slow in making decisions. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty much all over the place, and he's pretty steady.
Yeah.
But he finally said to me one day, I know you're not going to be happy retiring until you do this project.
Mm-hmm.
So we might as well just get it done.
That's awesome.
Yank off the band-aid. Just get it done.
Yeah.
And it's been a lot of fun. It's been really a great opportunity and just a lot of fun to have the opportunity to give people another way to receive services.
Yeah.
And currently, veterinary clinics are so far behind on wellness visits that people
are they really?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. We are 3 and 4 months behind on getting people in for wellness care.
Wow.
I had a client that drove down last week 45 miles to get a rabies vaccination because no one. She called 14 veterinary clinics, and no one could get her in the time frame that she needed.
Holy cow!
Yeah. Veterinarians, there are 38% more pets now than there were 2 years ago.
38% more?
In people's homes, yes.
That is bizarre. I feel like those animals had to be made. Where did they come from?
Rescues, breeders.
All right.
I mean, breeders stepped up their game.
Did they really?
When it started. And the shelters all emptied out because they didn't want to have people coming in to take care of the pets, so they put them all into foster care. So foster cares took them, rescues and shelters brought them north.
All right.
Breeders stepped up their game for the people that wanted a purebred dog instead of a rescue dog.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, there are 38% more pets. There's, I think, 22% more pet owners and 38% more pets in homes altogether.
Wow.
So, and those are statistics from this week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very current. That is the reality. And so when people call, and then of course staff has been increasingly difficult to get because...
Oh, tell me about it.
Yeah. So we won't have to go into the details of that, but sure. Staffing is more difficult. So veterinary clinics are overwhelmed, mm-hmm. swamped, trying to take care of wellness and sick and injured pets. So we're mm-hmm. trying really hard to meet the needs of all of our clients. And that's mm-hmm. been really challenging with all the stuff going on.
Right. Do you see that trend? No, it's gone up. Do you think it'll level out, go down?
I think it will level out after a while, but I don't think it's going to drop
okay.
precipitously. A lot of people are working from home now, so mm-hmm. having a pet, keeping a pet, you know, some of them probably planned ahead better than others,
mm-hmm.
but people are planning on keeping those dogs. The initial concern when the adoption rate went up was that the shelters would be inundated when
right.
people went back to work and went back to school,
yeah,
and they'd
bored.
Be like, what do I do with all
good.
This stuff? But that really hasn't been the case.
All
so
right.
people are holding onto their pets. They're loving working from home.
Mm-hmm.
The dogs are loving it. The cats are probably like, could you go back to work? Because you're messing up my schedule.
You're in my space.
That's right. Go away. But the dogs are loving it. And I think part of it, too, is people are home, so they're seeing things that their pets are doing that they didn't see before.
Mm-hmm.
They see how much they're scratching. They know how many times a day they're going out. Initially, we had people calling us and saying, my dog is having four stools a day. What's going on? Be like, well, how many times are you walking the dog? Well, we used to walk him once, but now I walk him in the morning, and then the kids walk him at noon, and then my husband walks him in the afternoon, and then,
sure.
because everybody was home, and the dog's
right.
like, oh, four walks a day, I'm exhausted. So it really made a big difference in people's observing their pet's habits. So we were initially seeing things that I know we wouldn't have seen 2 years before,
wow.
because they wouldn't have noticed that it was happening. They weren't at home. They
mm-hmm.
were at work. They were at school. They didn't see that the dog was doing some of those things. But as they became increasingly bonded to their dogs and their cats,
mm-hmm.
they started to pick up on some subtleties that mm-hmm. really made a difference in the kind of care that they were seeking. So it's been very interesting to see the
all
human
right.
dynamics and the pet dynamics and how those have changed over the last 2 years. It's been
nice.
A fascinating study in behavior. Yeah,
really little sociology, psychology experiments here.
Exactly.
When you tell people about this,
mm-hmm.
what are some of the stereotypes that they come up with or questions that they ask where you're like, oh, don't you get it?
Well, the first thing is when people saw it being constructed, they assumed it was another oil change place.
Oh.
Because they could see the garage
place.
Yeah, another Valvoline. So they would see the garages and the bays, and they thought that's what it was. But as they saw the sign go up and they saw the involvement with the veterinary, they're fascinated. I don't think there's been that many misconceptions on the part of the clients,
okay.
because they're like, wow, like,
mm-hmm.
why didn't somebody do this before? This is so great.
Mm-hmm.
Family with children's, families with older family members, they can't leave grandma in the car because
mm-hmm.
she's going to drive off and
right.
you know, and she's not trustworthy anymore. And so it's been more accepting than I was really expecting.
Mm-hmm.
And even the veterinarians are more accepting of it. We have a couple vet clinics that know they can't get pets in the amount of time clients need, so they're sending pets
mm-hmm.
to us. So that's been really rewarding to see that
all right.
That really open arm acceptance that we've had, because I wasn't sure. The speaker who I actually got the original inspiration, he didn't say to build a drive-through. This just happened when I was in
mm-hmm.
the meeting with him, is when I started to talk to him about it, he said, you'll need to do a lot of advertising to make sure people understand it. And indeed, that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody needs pet care every day, every week, every month.
We hope
so, you know, you eat three times a day,
right.
but your pet doesn't need to see the vet
mm-hmm.
that often. So it takes a little while for people to find themselves on the cycle that they need to come in.
Mm-hmm.
But heartworm, flea, and tick, minor health problems, you know, that little ear infection, or I didn't get my heartworm test done yet this year, or my
mm-hmm.
vaccines are due. Those things, as they rotate and are coming due, clients are finding their way to us, and they're super excited about it. They're,
oh, that's
they're
cool.
just really thrilled to have this kind of availability and this kind of facility
mm-hmm.
that they literally just open the car door and let the kids and the dogs and
that's pretty sweet.
It's all, yeah, it's all very comfortable.
When is the official open date for you guys?
Well, we started seeing appointments in April.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But our grand opening is going to be September 25th.
All right.
So we're going to have a kid's best pet show. So every kid that comes gets a ribbon. Whether it's grayest eyes or longest legs, they'll get a ribbon. We'll have an ice cream social for the kids. We've got the Sun Prairie police dog coming and the Sun Prairie Fire Department coming with a fire truck.
Oh, fun.
So it's going to be a very family-oriented kind of event. One of the people that said something to me, she said, ice cream social? I didn't know anybody did ice cream socials anymore. I'm like, well, it's great because the kids can spill ice cream on the floor and we're just hose it down. So it's really meant to be a family event. It's a good chance for the people to come in, see the facility, understand how we do things, what we do here, and have their kids get a chance to show off their pets. So it should be a lot of fun. We've done them in La Mira for many years, and it really is a fun family event.
All right. That's cool. Well, Dr. Greer, this is incredible.
Thank you.
I'm impressed with this. I know when you reached out to me or through your channels and all that jazz, I had to dig a little bit and say, what am I looking at here?
Right.
But it's impressive. They have drive-through for
everything else.
Food, a laundry, I mean, just about anything else. And
exactly.
It seems the pet thing is almost...
I know.
Why do we do that?
Why didn't somebody do this before?
Because I know I've had to carry my dog in before, and I thought, this is dumb.
Yeah. Well, and you think about the ice and the snow, and you know, you have an older client with a big dog. And I don't want somebody getting pulled down in the parking lot because it's slippery. And,
right.
You know, or the rain, or whatever the inclement weather happens to be.
Yeah.
We can circumvent all that by just having people come in and close up
the
garage and make it a safe, comfortable place for them to be.
I love it. I love it.
Thank you.
This is cool. So, I should ask, how can people find you? What's the address, website?
Good question.
Minor details. Right?
Yeah. The address is 7010 Prairie Lakes Drive. We're right across from Woodman's at the highway 100, mile marker 100 exit on the highway.
On 151.
Uh-huh. Over Grand. Yeah. Right. Our phone number is 608-318-6700.
Okay.
And our website is checkoutvet.com.
Checkoutvet.com. That's all one word.
Checkoutvet.com.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Incredible. Well, Dr. Marty Greer, I appreciate you being on the show here.
Thank you. This
is awesome.
Thank you.
This has been Authentic Business Adventures, the business program that brings you the struggle stories and triumphant successes of business owners across the land. We are underwritten locally by the Bank of Sun Prairie. If you're listening to this on the web or watching it, if you could do me a huge favor, like, subscribe, comment, share. Definitely share with your entrepreneurial and your pet-owning friends. My name is James Kateman, and Authentic Business Adventures is brought to you by Calls on Call, offering call answering and receptionist services for service businesses across the country on the web at callsoncall.com. As well as Draw-In Customers Business Coaching, offering business coaching services for entrepreneurs looking for growth on the web at drawincustomers.com. And of course, the Bold Business Book, a book for the entrepreneur in all of us, available wherever fine books are sold. We'd like to thank you, our wonderful viewers and listeners, as well as Dr. Marty Greer, the owner of Checkout Veterinary. Can you tell us that website one more time?
Sure. It's checkoutvet.com.
Checkoutvet.com.
Yeah, because a lot of people can't spell veterinary, so we want to make it easy.
I get it. Past episodes can be found morning, noon, and night at the podcast link found at drawincustomers.com. Thank you for listening. We will see you next week. I want you to stay awesome. And if you do nothing else, enjoy your business.